stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Now Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, back again as we come to the end of another week. Just think, a week from today is the Christmas.
The week from right now, it'll be all over, one of them. Except kind of sitting around and discussing the happiness of the day before.
Speaking of
just past.
Discussing things.
Here's your mail, Bob and Ray.
Here's our mail, Bob and Ray.
Well, thank you. thank you very much.
Boy, our cast is stuffed, isn't it? They had a big meal today, and they're all just sitting around kind of half asleep
here.
Well, we think we can wake them up, maybe.
Yeah, let's see what's in the mail. Here's something from San Francisco. San Leandro, the morning news. Dave Hauser mentioned, that's a nice call.
Morning.
Yeah.
It's all about your trip up there, huh?
All about the time I was out in San Francisco a couple of weeks back.
Mary, here's something.
Very nice. Yeah.
Do you want to read some of it? Or...
Well, no, I know it all. You know, I'll just hold it up to camera one. It's not too bright, is it?
Oh, cameraman.
Get a camera one.
Nobody on that one.
All right, the print's too small. You couldn't see it anyway.
Mary, here's something that Mrs. Arthur Wood up in Reading, Vermont, sent along to us from the...
Nice town,
from the Rutland Daily Herald. I want you to listen to this now. It was in the paper December 2nd up there, and it's a marriage notice. Mary McGoon of Windsor and Fred Blood of Windsor were married in the Rutland Methodist Church on Thursday. What about this?
Well, you don't
think secrets from
me. I'm not that Mary McGoon.
No, I didn't think so.
Well, I'd like to wish congratulations to them. Kind of felicitations.
You weren't in attendance there, of course.
No, I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, though, they're probably relatives.
Well, my thanks to Mrs. Wood for... having a
not
sharp
sure,
eye, keen eye.
The Magoon, probably related to me somehow.
Is it spelled the same way, M-A-G-O-O-N?
I don't know. Mine is varied from time to time in print. Sometimes it's M little C, big G-O-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's M-A-G-O-U-N. I'm really not sure on how it's spelled.
We were down in Big D the other day. Did you know that? Down a Big D, little A, double L-A-S.
What's that? What are you talking
about? Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Where's that? A
couple of weeks ago, Texas.
Well, I don't know much about Dallas, but I do know that that's a lovely town. Where are they going to make their home?
They will live in Windsor.
Nice.
So, good luck to them, and I'm glad we cleared that point up.
Now then, let's see. Wedley, there's a note here for you, too.
Oh.
Who's that? I didn't see that.
From Chicago. There's an offer I get, Merrill.
Well, it's a pleasure to see you.
You wouldn't believe the impact you and your players are having on the unseen audience.
He says we wouldn't believe the impact we and our players are having on the unseen audience in Chicago.
Bob, don't please translate for me. That's very, very nice.
All right, okay, go ahead.
Said if you should forsake radio for the dramatic stage, I'm lost with the other job.
Who would?
I'm lost.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the good rehearsals and the best of luck.
I think he means shows there, the fellow who wrote that.
Yeah, because the rehearsal's not on the air.
It's from E.T. Ondersek in Chicago.
Yeah.
He had a little knock. What? That's funny. He had a little joke that called for a knock-knock.
Okay.
Who there? Bob, will you be the stool?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Sam and Janet.
Sam and Janet who?
Sam and Janet is
Webley has his laughers, so Webley Webster laughers are here today. Maybe you can hear them in the back.
Yeah, that's Webley Webster quack. He has them here just in case he ever gets on the air with a joke.
Steve Giacomo downstairs and keep those people out.
Sam and Janet evening.
Sam and Janet.
That's very good.
Yes.
Very, very funny.
We'll also like to announce the... wait a minute.
All right, Clark.
Establishment of something we think will be very effective, the Bob and Ray Thought of the Month Club, which we've shortened to Bartotmic, B-A-R-T-O-T-M-C.
Can you pronounce that, Bob? Because I may have to say
Bartosmic.
That. Okay.
don't you think?
Yeah. Doesn't spot Potnik. Yeah.
Well, it's a new service that will supply thoughts for all occasions on a subscription basis to people whose busy schedules prevent them from cerebral exercise.
Well, here's the slogan, actually. Leave the thinking to us, and we'll ship you, or anybody, 5 thoughts a month plus a free bonus thought every 3 months to all subscribers, with the guarantee that unused thoughts may be returned after 10 days.
2 groups of thoughts, couched in an attractive language and produced by trained staff, are going to be available. There's one in the lower price range consisting of easygoing conversational type thoughts. That's Group A plan.
Yeah, then the other, this is a little more expensive, slightly higher fee, will comprise high-level provocative thoughts. That's Group B. Now, if desired, you can have the 2 plans in a mix.
Well, here's a sample. These are some of the thoughts that will become available beginning in February in Group A. That's the inexpensive one.
Why don't you run them down, Bob?
Well, here's one. I think it's not the heat, but the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's impossible.
Good.
I think I need a haircut. I think it's a shame. I think I go home.
Uh-huh. Now, let's see. In Group B, we have these, as we explained, are the more expensive thoughts. One of them is this. I think that true reality expressing itself through all things is a blind, impelling force which manifests itself in individuals as a will to live.
That's one of the better ones, Group B. Here's another one. I think that instrumentalism holds that the various modes and forms of human endeavor are instruments developed by man to solve his problems.
Oh, boy.
Now, we mentioned you can mix these up.
I want to point out that you're laughing at that and not your thought of the mud cloud.
Well, all right.
Just remember that.
But it gets better, see? Because you can mix the 2 plans up, A and B, and have a choice of either any 3 of Group A and any 2 of Group B.
Bob, supposing I was listening now in my car radio and I didn't have pen or pencil, how could I possibly remember this by the time I get home or to my hotel or motel where I'll be spending the evening ensuing?
I don't know.
Okay, well, then for you, it's tough luck. For those of you who have a pencil and a paper handy, you just write to us here at the CBS and tell us which plan or plans you want. Bartomkikmut. How'd you say it?
Bartosmuk.
Very good at that. Very good at it, Bob. Of course, you don't have bridge work.
I do.
If that's my yardage, almost Christmas, no time to lose. Lots and lots of gifts to choose.
Is it too late?
Hardly.
Give her
a gift set by Yardley.
For her, there's a beautiful array of all-new Yardley gifts from $1.50 to $13.50. For instance, there's the Yardley soap chest with 2 cakes each of delicate English lavender, romantic crushed carnation, and glamorous red roses. Its price, $3.50. Or there's a red roses cologne and dusting powder set, only $4. All prices plus tax. Yardley at all fine stores.
Give her
a gift set by Yardley.
The Bob and Ray Traffic Ticket Court is now in session.
And I don't entirely understand the charge against the defendant. Is the arresting officer present, please?
I hear you, Your Honor.
And would you take the stand, please, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, may we have your name in connection with the police department, officer?
I'm Officer Bert Ransauer, Street and Tickets Division, Vehicular Squad Officer of Border Offenders.
All right. Would you tell us in your own words what happened, Officer Ransauer?
Yes, Your Honor. I was proceeding in a northerly direction along Grove Street approaching the intersection where Grove Street and Venable Boulevard meet.
What was the time of day, officer?
Approximately 3:12 p.m.
All right, go on.
At approximately 3:12 and 30 seconds, I turn my vehicle left and now pursue the westerly course along Venable Boulevard.
How wide is Venable Boulevard at that point, officer?
At the point of the turn from Grove, Venable Boulevard is 46 feet wide, the center divider being a line separating the street into two equal parts, north and south.
I see.
Now, this course was continued by myself until I brought the vehicle to a halt alongside the defendant's vehicle, which was parked on the north side of the street, approximately 12 feet west of Benson Avenue. The defendant's vehicle was parked in a lateral and correct manner in relation to the curb.
At what time was that, officer?
That was approximately 3:14 p.m. Now, after halting my vehicle, and after ascertaining that the door to my vehicle was open, I got out and, on direct foot, proceeded toward the defendant's vehicle.
And in what state was the defendant, officer?
The defendant seemed to be unaware of his surroundings. And although he was not behind the wheel of his vehicle, I proceeded with my investigation. The defendant was stretched out in a lateral position on the rear seat of his vehicle, approximately 2 feet from the floor of the vehicle. His head facing in a northerly direction, his feet in a southerly direction. At the time, the defendant did not seem to be in condition to operate the vehicle.
And what did you do at that time, officer?
After ascertaining that the south rear window of the defendant's vehicle was open, I reached in and roused the defendant into a state of wakefulness. I was then struck on the face by the defendant in such a manner as to inflict maximum damage. I then fell to the pavement on my left side. Upon arising, I subdued the defendant and escorted him to the nearest precinct. And that's it, Your Honor.
Well, thank you very much, Officer Ramsauer. And now I'd like to hear from the defendant about this. What have you to say for yourself?
Well, I was sleeping in my car, and this guy came along and woke me up. Punched him for doing it.
Case dismissed.
The Bob and Ray Traffic Ticket Court has been in session.
Meet star Stuart Irwin.
Nothing's worse for an actor than a nasty cold. To feel better quickly, I take wonderful four-way cold tablets, a fast way to relieve cold distress.
Right. Tests of all the leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting. Four-way starts in minutes to relieve muscular pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
Take my advice. For your next cold, take four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve those cold miseries.
Four-way, only 29 cents.
Our program will continue here in a moment after word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories, Bob.
Thank you, Ray. Does dandruff dull your hair, leave scalp itchy? Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo and get rid of unsightly dandruff in 3 minutes. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair, rub in 1 minute. Add water, lather 1 minute, and rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch, unsightly dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave your hair up to 35% brighter. Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo.
Nicely done. Well, I think that would wrap it up, save for thanking everyone who helped make today's show such a wonderful success.
What would that be?
I don't know.
Joe Kabibbles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Cyril Tortia.
Uh-huh. Rudy Bergman.
Rudy Bergman.
Joe
Cabier.
Also, Joe Kabibbles and everybody.
Hey,
we're going to run, though, now. We'll be back in just, with a safety slogan in just 10 seconds. Here you are with a safety slogan.
Today's safety slogan, watch yourself at all times.
Good. Have a nice weekend, everyone. Until Monday, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
See the Mitch Miller Show Sundays on the CBS Radio Network.
City Editor's Report is next on KNX AM and FM.